Hi.
It's Coast 93.1. Good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. So again, now things that I had never thought about involving parenting, but I do now because of my new partner, Tim, who has kids. When like right now, the grocery store, a lot of them ask that you go in one person at a time.
One person per family. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do if you're carting the kids around and you got to go in the grocery store?
I know.
Do you leave them in the car? I mean, these are things that I've never thought, but now, you know, I'm Mr., you know, booster seats in the back of my Jeep and.
Yeah. Wyatt still hasn't been to the grocery store. Jay goes by himself. I mean, first of all, you don't want to bring your kids to the grocery store.
Right.
It is not fun at all.
Okay, good. Let me write that down. Hold on.
Yeah, it is not a good time. So for us, we like switch off. If I like, he'll have to go to the grocery store. He'll have Riley watch Wyatt and he'll go by himself or vice versa.
Oh, right. Well, you have a built-in babysitter.
We have a built-in babysitter, or he'll wait 16, till I get home. Yeah. And so if I get home from here, he'll go.
What would you do? Like, let's say it's you and Wyatt. I mean, he's 7, so he's
too young to leave in the car by himself.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's too young to leave in the car by himself.
For the grocery store, yes. If I was like at
just
this
gonna
age,
run into the bank or whatever.
Yeah, I still don't like doing that, but with COVID, I do it now. But if it wasn't COVID, I would still bring him into every store.
Yeah. And you leave the car running, so he's in the air conditioning.
Right, and you have to lock. But even like leaving the car running with him in the car,
is
locking
he gonna
the
go?
Door, you just it's there's so many like what ifs.
And are you more concerned? Because my concern would be that one of them is going to hop into the front seat and kick the car into gear or, you know, push some button they're not supposed to push or something.
Yeah, that's a fear. But then I think all the other fear is someone's going to steal the car with him in it.
Oh. There are a lot of Grand Theft Auto in Maine.
No, but he, you know, I mean, that he's a, yeah, they want him. I mean, who doesn't?
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. He's a great kid. So someone's going to take him from me.
That's because they're going to, he's like the type to be abducted?
Yeah, right? Because like he's like super fun, super funny.
I don't think they conduct an interview and they abduct him. It's not like they go, oh, let's get to know the kid first. And then, we're leaving. Wow, how insulting would that be if a child abductor was going to come and take your kid and then the kid got turned down?
Well, imagine there are kids out there.
You go back to the car and Wyatt's like, oh, yeah, some stranger came in and talked to me for a while. And you're like, what? And he said, yeah, he asked me some questions, and then he said, I wasn't good enough to take.
Or, like, they take him, and then he just talks his ear off because he won't stop talking, and halfway down the road, he's like, get out. I can't.
Like, God, I wonder where he gets that.
I know it's from me. I know it's from me.
Wait, does he really talk your ear off?
Oh, he is nonstop.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. Uh-huh. It's why I got this job, so it's okay. But yes, he is nonstop talking.
Wow.
Even last night when I was sleeping, he kept coming into my room with random facts. And I was like, Wyatt?
More random facts?
All day.
Aside from alcohol and COVID, he had more?
Yes, and he just kept running.
Do you remember any of them?
No, I had already taken my melatonin. I was a zombie by then. I'm like, ugh. And I can hear Jay in the living room being like, Wyatt, leave mommy alone. And I'm like, what did he? I can't even remember. I don't even remember. It's all
He's
random.
He's coming in and you're like.
Yeah. And I'm like, buddy.
Like drooling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can tell me your random facts if you wipe up mommy's drool.
But I feel like, you know, someone would take him because they're like, look at this cutie pie.
Right.
Right. And especially with his lack of teeth, it's even more. And then he's got the lisp because of the I mean, he's just perfection. But then, nonstop. Right, mama? Right, mama? They'd be like, all right, kid, skedaddle.
Bye-bye.
Get out.
You're not worth it.
Yeah, no. I'll find someone else. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they duct tape the kids. It's not so they don't scream. It's just
Absolutely.
So they shut up.
Yes. That's it.
Well, this is a nice.
I know, this is terrible.
Nice conversation.
This is. I'm sorry.
It's all fun and games. You know, you gotta hand it to us, though. It's not a lot of shows that can make jokes about child abduction.
True.